Good morning. Welcome to Inside the Huddle. Host Jamie Blacker along with Don Stock. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning. How are you today, brother?
Hey, I'm back in the studio. Yeah, it's been a while.
Glad to see you smiling.
I've been traveling all over the country doing the show from wherever. You're doing a great job, Don, just as long as you answer my phone calls.
Yeah, I wouldn't not pull that off. You'd be in there all the time.
Hey, we're switching gears here. Today, boys basketball. We've only talked with Chad Peckinpah there 2 weeks ago from Clinton Prairie, and let's go around and talk about some scores from last night, Don.
All right. On the boys' side, I'll do some girls' basketball. They had a few games in the lineup last night. And at the Sagamore Conference, Tri-West girls beat Western Boone 69-37. The Hot Dogs. The ladies play there next Friday. We'll be having that basketball game. The Lady Tigers beat Crawfordsdale 45-14. Danville beat Bethesda Christian 61-23. In the Hoosier Heartland Conference last night, Sheridan beat Clinton Prairie 57-25, Jamie.
Sheridan's got a good program now.
They do have it very good.
They're coming on. Yeah. We talked about earlier, they're starting to get that Westfield effect, and they're changing quickly.
You know, I got to watch the girls play one time, and they're just missing, I think, who's the leader. And Swan's the leader, but, you know, unless they play like the leader, and I'm not downgrading. I just think that you got to learn how to be that coach. Don't you think that's right? You got to learn how to be a leader.
Yeah, you definitely need a leader on the floor.
Yeah,
I think they're lacking that. They're young.
And the Wilson girl, is it Haven that plays down low?
Yeah,
I mean she has the potential. I mean the game that we played, and she lit up a couple threes, and we were ready to back on the game. So
I told Kale the other night, I think they're a work in progress. I thought after that Rossville game the night before Thanksgiving or two nights before Thanksgiving. You know, they really improved, and they took it to Rossville that night, but they used the new rule, you know, with the five fouls, and then you go to two free throws. Yeah. High school basketball right now is changing, especially girls. If you just go to the hoop, and they blow the whistle, you shoot free throws all night. They shot 40-some free throws but only hit 20-some. And you know, they hit 10 more free throws, they win that game big. So, yeah, that's changing quickly.
And then it extends the game. I mean,
extends the game.
It takes a long
time. Well, kind of. Well, you get to the fourth quarter, and then if you don't have any fouls, then it's just hack-a-shack time, you know, and it just disrupts the flow of the game for a while. I don't know. I don't even know how to feel about it. We'll talk with Coach Dunn here in a minute, see if he's got any experience with it yet.
Well, let's do boys basketball last night, see what happened there. Crawfordsville beat Lebanon 51-45. Danville beat Bethesda Christian 64-49. Southmont beating North Montgomery 50-42. The Hot Dogs played well against number 7 Tipton last night, getting beat 47-42. And Tri-West beat Western Boone 59-46. In the Hoosier Heartland Conference last night, Carroll all over Frontier 80-44. Prairie beats a very good Sheridan team 57-51. So you look at the Clinton Prairie, well, be coaching Coach Peckinpah, I think, later today. And he's got Frankfort and Sheridan, both real big teams playing, and he's off and running in the conference, along with the guy right here beside me. Eastern beat Eastbrook 57-51. Faith Christian in three overtimes knocks off Delphi 80-78. Fountain Central all over Clinton Central last night 76-48. We'll be talking to the Central coach here after we get through coaching, talking to Coach Dunn. And the Hornets go up to Tri-County, whip up on the Tri-County 62-39. Taylor beats Northfield 62-31 and Tri-Central 72-58. I don't know if I want to do anybody else. We'll be going on.
Let's get to Coach Dunn. We've got to find out about the Hornets. They're 2-1, I believe. They got another big game tonight. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Let me get you mic'd up there. There we go. Sorry, my fault.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Hey, Hornets playing well. Start the year. Let's hear a little bit about them. Tell us about kind of team you got this year.
You know, this might be one of the most different type of year I've ever had here at Rossville in 10 years. And that being said, we've had some major injuries that we've been facing. Really key guys that are out of the lineup right now, can't even play at all. So in steps a lot of youth. I knew we were going to be a young team, one of my younger teams anyway, that I've had at Rossville. Now it's my youngest team right now that I've ever coached. So it's been some growing pains, especially through the week for the young guys. and the older guys are in new roles they haven't been in before. But you know, we're figuring things out. We're going to have our ups and downs, but it's baby steps right now.
Well, Coach, I'm just going to tell you, when you get Matt Ford back and Jordan Skiles, you are going to be awesome, I think. You've got that freshman, Braden Thiele-Hahn. He doesn't play like a freshman at all. He plays like he's been there 3 years.
Yeah, he's very athletic, and he's got a knack for scoring. You know, right now for him as a freshman, it's the speed of the game. He obviously has the athleticism of the game. It's the speed of the game. And sometimes, you know, he's there and above that speed, and then there's sometimes he's behind. But he's a heck of a talent, great kid, coachable. So that definitely helps things out.
You got a trifecta in the freshman class, and the fact that you've got Cooper Dunn, who fills a role very, very well, and then Nolan Britt, who plays off the bench, also filling in a good spot when you are in need of that.
Yeah, because of necessity, those freshmen have had, especially those two that you just mentioned, Cooper and Nolan, they've had to play at the varsity level with guys like Jordan and Matthew out. But they're in the same boat. They're learning, but all three of those players are very heady players. They've played a lot of basketball. And over the past couple of years, all three of them have been together. You know, Nolan and Cooper have been together since darn near since they were born. So, they have a good understanding, and they play well together.
Well, let's talk about your seniors that are playing, which is Braden Woolen and Caden Wilson. I'm assuming that your leadership is coming from those two guys.
And Charlie Ford. Yeah. Or Charlie Thompson. I said Charlie Ford. Charlie Thompson. Charlie is, I think that's who you meant. Charlie is really our kind of our glue guy. That first game of the season, he played like a warrior, and really he did last night as well. Wilson was scoring the ball at a very high clip, playing good defense. Charlie was asked to guard their best player, who's 6'4", and Charlie's 5'10". When I say he was 6'4", he's 6'4", 190. So Charlie had a tough task last night, but took it on head on, did a nice job, and our defense as a whole really did a good job of helping him out. And then Braden Woolen came off the bench last night, and man, he had a heck of a game. Played really well, made some good key plays, and just played within himself.
I thought the game that we had, Wooly probably tried way too hard trying to make his point versus just relaxing and letting the game come to him.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Definitely, and part of that, I chalked that up to, that was his first varsity game ever, and it had been almost a year since he'd been in a game like that, so I was kind of expected a little bit. I think he's starting to settle down and figure it out, and like I said, such a new, young team, all these guys are kind of figuring out their roles.
Well, let's don't forget Levi. Levi had a very good ball game that night also that we were out there. And then you also have Brody Skinner.
Yeah, Brody Skinner and Levi Darnell. Levi, actually, he didn't get a play last night. He's out with a concussion right now. So there's another guy that we're down. You know, our bench was we had seven guys last night with four quarters to play. So it got pretty tough. Brody Skinner, he's one of those guys in the middle. He does a great job defending and rebounding, and he pretty much outworks just about anybody on the floor. Doing some nice stuff. It'd be great to get Levi back. Hopefully we get him back here soon.
We play North White. So this is the first weekend where you're doubling up, playing Friday, Saturday. And you'll get a feel for whether the freshmen have their legs for a Friday-Saturday matchup.
Yeah, absolutely. I was trying to keep a rotation. You know, I only had seven, so I was really trying to keep guys somewhat fresh, and a couple of those seniors looked at me like, Coach, I'm good, you know, put me back in. I said, well, this is your first doubleheader weekend of the year, so we're playing well right now. Let's look at the whole weekend and make sure, not that I was knew we would win that game last night, but, you know, when all seven are contributing, playing well, it's good to, especially this first weekend, kind of save their legs a little bit when you can and balance the minutes up.
Looking at your schedule, Coach, after tonight with North White, next week you've got Frontier, but then you go right into Western Carroll and Lafayette Central Catholic. So you're going to be tested early here for the Hornets.
Yeah, that's always a really testing stretch. That's a good way to put it. You know, we've played well in that stretch at times, and then at times it's smacked us in the face. It'll be interesting this year with such a young team, you know, because the competition will ramp up there in those three games, and hopefully the guys have enough time under the belt. And you know, I know talent wise we can play. It's the mental aspect, and we got to do things a certain way, especially on both ends of the floor because of our size or lack thereof. So it'll be a good test for us.
Coach, your games, the Western Boone game was a 4-point game, and I don't know anything about it, but as a new rule for free throws or fouls and shooting free throws, you know, 5 a quarter, and then you start shooting 2 foul shots and there's no 1-on-1. Can you explain that to our listeners and maybe the aspect that you're looking at this, or have you changed any way you're doing things at Rossville, or how's it affecting the Hornets?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. In my mind, after my entire life doing it one way, I still catch myself, you know, thinking, wait a second, we've only had 1 foul this half? Oh, wait, they reset, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's starting to, you know, feel a little bit more normal, but I can't say that I like it or I dislike it. I will say this, you know, I've always been a firm believer you got to shoot free throws well. Looking back at some of my teams here recently, you might not think that we put any emphasis on that. We've got to do a better job from the free throw line because it is going to be crucial down the stretch in close games. We missed 2 big, huge free throws in that Weibo game. In a stretch where we were just struggling to score. We scored 4 points in the fourth quarter. We kind of handed them that game. They had a kid who couldn't miss in the second half. He scored all 13 of his points in the second half, and we were just struggling to score. So he almost outscored us by himself in that second half. So, you know, getting to the free throw line is going to be key, and keeping the other team off the free throw line. It's always been a big key, but I think it's even ramped up now. They're really trying to, with this rule, I think it really punishes the team that needs the foul. But, you know, we'll see. There's small sample size so far.
Yeah, just the games I've watched, the teams that can get to the rim, or if a team's not quite as good as the other team, but if you just keep driving to the basket, the referees are going to eventually just keep calling fouls. They have to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then next thing you know, you're shooting multiple free throws right in a row and just either keep you in the game or, you know, extend the game a little bit more.
Last night was a good test for us. Their best player, I mean, he's shot a ton of free throws in our first couple games, and I was really, really concerned about that, him getting to the free throw line. And we did a good job, so, I mean, we're going to have to keep in our mind we have got to play defense with our feet and keep guys from getting to the middle of the floor. You know, you're going to talk to a coach here in a little bit that he's going to have a kid that might break a school record or some type of record shooting free throws. He's always had a knack of getting to the rim, and that's the McGraw kid, and drawing fouls. So I'm going to hate to see how many free throws that kid shoots.
He's got to hit them.
Yeah, he's got to hit them.
And, I mean, like places like Case Arena the other night, I think he missed 4 or 5, but that's just a difficult place to, you know, to shoot the basketball if you're not familiar with it. But I think that's what we're talking about earlier. You know, I'm pretty sure that probably kept the Hot Dogs in that game last night, you know, because they're getting to the basket too, so.
Yep.
Coach, you've got a couple guys out, Matthew Ford and Jordan Skiles. Are you expecting them back soon? Or I think I've spoken with, I think Matthew Ford was when we were out there, and he's probably not going to be until maybe January of next year.
Yeah, Matthew, it's probably going to be at the earliest him playing, I'm guessing. You know, we're optimistic here, mid to late January. You know, he had surgery on his wrist. Thank goodness it looks like things are going well with that for him, for his sake. And then with Jordan Skiles, you know, I've never had a kid work this hard to get back. His work ethic is second to none. His attitude, his approach, his mindset, however you want to say it, has been unbelievable. He's still a leader to all the guys on the team, especially the young guys, even though he can't play. He's practicing right now, mainly just half court, but hopefully here in a couple weeks he starts being able to play a little bit of full court and hopefully get some court time in games.
playing North White tonight. What do you know about them?
They're scrappy. They're a scrappy team. You know, it's kind of a flip-flop of last night. You know, last night they had tons of length and size. We kind of needed to use our speed and quickness. Tonight we match up finally with somebody a little bit on size. So we need to do a good job of keeping the ball out of the middle. And, you know, number 32 for them, he is a nice player. He does a great job of getting to the middle. So it's going to be another key for us in that regard of keeping him under control and creating the tempo. We need to play at our pace. If we play the game at their pace, things could be bad for us.
North White always reminds me of like playing a little bit of a football game when you play those guys. And I know the Hornets don't have a football program, but this might be your football game of the year right here.
Yeah, they are a little more unorthodox on some things that you might say, and they kind of do a good job of making you at times play their type of game. And so you're right, we need to make sure and control the tempo and what type of game it is.
Can you talk a little bit about the younger Hornet program, what you got going on out there? I know Rossville's always very strong all the way down the, you know, the smaller grades.
Yeah, we've got you know, grades first grade all the way up through fifth grade playing over in Lafayette right now on school teams, getting those kids going. You know, it's awesome on Friday and Saturday nights to see those kids come to our games. They love to be in the gym and watch the older kids. Our middle schools are fifth and sixth grade are getting ready to get started here soon as far as school ball goes. And then seventh and eighth grade are playing in a tournament right now today. Both teams got good wins this week, and hopefully they're playing well this morning here. I think they tip off in about an hour, I think.
You know, Coach, I got to tell you that I think that's what's the greatest thing about small schools, and that is the ability for the older kids to wrap their arms and hands around these younger kids who idolize them. And I think that's missed in the bigger schools. I know Frankfort kind of has gone away from that. I hate to see that. At least I believe they have. In the smaller schools, it's very noticeable.
Yeah, you know, we're always talking to our kids about what type of player are you representing. You know, there's 50, 60 little kids coming to our games that look up to those guys. You know, and our school has some great programs, big brother, big sister programs, where, you know, on the daily I'll see high school students working with one-on-one with younger kids in the elementary, and that's the nice thing about our school being K through 12 all in the same building. Those kids get that opportunity, not only the little kids, but the older kids, to give back and give some guidance and just show that they care and those little kids are important. You know, I've got several players that work with those kids one-on-one, and I think that's an awesome thing. When those kids come to the games, our young players, they're looking up and they're idolizing those guys. I remember doing the same thing 30-some years ago. So hopefully we continue that tradition.
Well, Coach, let's get to 3-1 tonight, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Next Saturday evening, Carl and I will be heading to Western with you as we'll be telecasting that ball game next Saturday as you head to the Panthers spot on Saturday.
Yeah, well, we'll be happy to see you guys. We tend to play a little better when you guys are around, so hope you guys bring the mojo.
Yeah, well, we'll do the best that we can to fulfill our side. Hey, we've been speaking with Coach Dunn of the Rossville Hornets. We want to thank our sponsors, Susan Casper Insurance, State Farm, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms Express, and the healthy communities of Clinton County. We'll be back with the Central Coach in just about a minute.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Winners never quit, and that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
If you're from Clinton County, you probably already know about Winski Brothers' incredible customer service. But Winski's is also eager to serve Lebanon, Tipton, Lafayette, and beyond. Winski Brothers offers industrial hauling and waste removal, roll-offs, and new and used steel sales. And with Winski's recent improvements, dropping off metal for recycling is easier than ever and puts more dollars back in your wallet. Winski Brothers, the easy solution for industrial waste removal and metal recycling. Visit WinskiBrothers.com or find them on Facebook.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. Host Jamie Blacker along with Don Stock. Hey, Don, good interview to start off the boys' basketball with Coach Dunn, the Rossville Hornets. They're always exciting to listen to and watch and talk.
Man, wait till you see their freshmen play, Jamie. They play very, very well as freshmen. And you still expect that.
And, you know, I'll give you a little hint. They got some eighth graders coming, too. They're going to be good. They're just young right now.
Well, I'm telling you.
He's building again.
That Braden Thien Hahn is just, he's not a freshman. He plays very well.
All right. Our next coach we're going to talk to is Coach Derek Davis of the Clinton Central Bulldogs. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How's it going?
Great. Thanks for being on here this morning. Let's talk a little bit about the Bulldogs. Where are you at this year with your program?
Well, right now we're sitting at 0-2. Two pretty tough teams we faced off to start the season. We are, you know, like everybody else about this time, battling sickness, trying to get some kids back from injury, but just trying to battle through and fight through to until we get fully healthy again.
Well, the two teams you played were really pretty dominant basketball teams in Hamilton Heights, a 3A school, and then Fountain Central, who lost some players from last year, but still pretty good team. So you're kicking out with two big ball games. Madison Grant tonight, so this is your first back-to-back weekend games.
Yeah, so, we try to give the kids Thanksgiving just because we have our own holiday tournament, try to give the kids Thanksgiving. So we stay away from scheduling games around there, so it's a tough first week for us. Three very, very good basketball programs historically. Hamilton Heights is always usually really good. Fountain Central, of course, you know, made their run last year. They did lose a couple key players, but they still got two really good players back. And then Madison Grant, I know they're 0-2, but again, they're physical. We played them this summer. It's going to be a very tough game tonight.
So you're going to take your kids that are playing football and get that football mentality out of them, which is the physicality part of it. Are they having problems with any type of fouling? And then we want to talk to you about that, the foul rule, as we progress here today.
Well, the way we play defense, we want to play physical. We want to get after it and get after people. We're still getting in. We're still trying to figure out how to do that without fouling. We got into some foul trouble early last night. But, you know, everybody's going to have the same situation. You just got to really depend on it really depends on the referees and what they're calling. And then you have to make adjustments. You can still pressure the ball fine. You just have to learn what the officials are going to let go. And take advantage of that.
Is Davison out still, or is he now playing?
He is back. I would say he's not 100% yet, but he is playing. So, him and we had a couple starters just been sick pretty much all week. So we're battling the sick bug going around, and then trying to get some people back from fall injuries. So,
well, Coach, your voice is a little rough this morning. I'm guessing you had a little bit of yelling and screaming last night.
Yeah, it still has to recover from Tuesday. My voice is not in basketball shape yet, so I'm going to have to work on that.
Hey, Coach, can you talk a little bit about some of the players you're looking forward to leading the Bulldogs this year?
Yeah, I mean, we got a really good group of kids. I mean, we got six seniors, three or four that are really, you know, contributing right now. Max Adair, Luke Davison, Lane Davis, and Alex Carreño are really helping lead the seniors. Then we got, you know, mixed in with some good young guys. We got some juniors, Cole Davison, Lawrence Lefebvre, who's a new student to us this year, Nate Wells, and then some sophomores mixed in there, Creed Menon and Amron Barrett. It's a little bit of got a lot of kids in a lot of different grades, and I think that's another thing that we're struggling with right now, especially offensively. We're still learning how to gel with each other. What each other's going to do, that's going to take time. Hopefully not too much time, but hopefully we can get some things figured out here.
Well, your first four ball games we've already talked about. We haven't talked about Sheridan. They come in after Madison Grant, and then Attica comes in on the following day, which is next Saturday, I believe, where you get to travel all the way over there. So starting out, it's been pretty a difficult row for a team that's still trying to get themselves kind of put together. Coach, I think that one of the things that's helped you is really the football program. The coach football did a great job at getting these kids to understand what it takes to contenders, and I think that's going to help you as you progress through this year.
Yeah, Coach Finley has done a great job coming in first year, getting kids to, you know, believe. We've worked really well together, him and I, and you know, we're still working on getting more kids out to play both sports. And so I think if we just keep building that, keep trying to change the culture, because it is a culture issue that we have. It's a school culture issue that leads into everything else. And we got to get that fixed. And it takes a village to get that fixed. So we need more people to get on board and support us so we can fix the issues that we have, so we can build that winning culture again, because it was there at one time, and it can come back. But people gotta, you know, be patient, support, and help Coach Finley and I get these programs back to where they need to be.
We're talking with Coach Derek Davis of the Clinton Central Bulldogs. So, Coach, not only do you have to have that, but then you have to have parents to understand the process of how you get that winning culture back.
Oh, exactly. I mean, it takes work. It takes a lot of time and a lot of energy. It's not something that's going to be solved in 1 year, 2 years, heck, maybe not even 3 years. It takes a long time to build a winning culture. Once you have that winning culture, though, I mean, it's unreal to see the success. And the success just grows. It goes, you know, from the high school down into the younger grades. I think our youth program for boys basketball is the strongest it's been in a long time as far as numbers goes, and even, you know, our competition competing in the Frankfurt League. And we're going to, you know, extend that and take our kids to Grand Park here after Christmas and kind of test those waters and see what we got for our youth programs. But we're getting there. It just takes time.
your high school schedule right now, Coach, the first 10 or 11 games. You got a lot of them at home, only two on the road. There's some really good programs in there that test the Bulldogs, but there's also some games in there very winnable for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I agree. I think sometimes I feel like, you know, looking at our schedule, you see teams like, oh, well, we can go out and, you know, boost our confidence and schedule teams that we know we can win against. But is that preparing us for the end of the season? I mean, you're preparing your team to win a sectional and make a state run. That's what we're trying to prepare for. And, you know, that's why our schedule is tough. We want to schedule teams that have really good players, and see how our kids handle, you know, how we handle those good players. Can we guard them? How do we need to guard them? What adjustments do we need to make? I mean, for example, on Tuesday, Tillman Etchison's the best guard we'll play all year. And, you know, he's did really well against us. We got a lot of things to fix. Then, you know, follow up Fountain Central, who is a sectional opponent. They have a two-headed monster in Harmon and Gaylor. I mean, I told the boys before we went out there, I said, those two can beat you by themselves. And, you know, they did. They had 50 points and to our 46. So it's just our kids have to understand that the best players on the floor will show that they're the best players on the floor. They step up when their team needs them, and we have to figure out how to shut them down. Not totally. You're not going to shut down these kids. These kids are, you know, really good. But you can limit them and help you win games that way.
Well, one last point I want to make, and that is my partner Carl is, you know, helping out with your program now. And he's also giving me the information about how well your 7th and 8th grade team is coming along. So the future looks pretty bright for you guys.
Yeah, our middle school programs, you know, in the process of building, we have a great group of coaches down there. Scott Walker came back and, you know, is coaching our 8th grade team. Damian King, who's been coaching our middle school for a while, they kind of feed off each other. Scott's more of an X's and O's guy, and Damian's more of that fundamentals guy. So they really work well together with our middle school program and developing them. We do have some size coming up that I'm excited for. So hopefully they continue to grow, and, you know, we can get some, like, 6'5", 6'6", kids like every other school seems to have that we never get. So, but yeah, so looking forward to our youth and middle school programs to keep building.
Well, Coach, good luck as you travel to Madison Grant tonight. Go get a win and get it started.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. We've been talking with Coach Derek Davis of the Clinton Central Bulldogs. As waiting in the line, Coach Tessinger from the Carroll Cougars. We want to thank our sponsors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms Express, and Healthy Communities of Clinton County.